next speaker today is the 1999 World Champion of Public Speaking. With more than 175,000 Toastmasters in 68 countries and more than 25,000 contestants, he came home with the first prize trophy and a significant amount of national and international recognition. In addition, our speaker today is absolutely oblivious to the fact that we could care less what he has done, and that we are much more interested in what we will be able to do after hearing him. Moreover, our speaker seems to have no idea that we are simply hoping for his autobiographical introduction to end so we can start clapping as if we are interested. Finally, he doesn't realize that we are beginning to say to ourselves, "Wow, since his entire introduction is about him, I bet his entire speech is also about him. Why did I even come here today?" So with that said, please help me welcome to the stage the person who would have the least effective introduction in history were it not for the thousands of other presenters who have introductions just like his. Help me welcome the 1999 World Champion of Public Speaking, Craig Valentine. Well, hello. Do you get the point? Now, how similar is your introduction to my old one? Is it about you, or is it about the audience? Everything you do should be about the audience, including your introduction. I mean, think about it. Our introduction flavors our entire speech. You can use it to get the audience fired up and excited about what they're about to hear, or you can use it to boost yourself up in their eyes. You can use it to whet their appetite with the strategies they're sure to get from your presentation, or you can use it to boost yourself up in their eyes. Here's one thing I know for sure. Once I changed my introduction from me-focused to you-focused, I gave myself an extreme advantage before I even said one word. An effective introduction is the difference between starting off in a hole or starting off on solid ground. So here are some nuts and bolts tools you can use in your introduction to get off to a great start with your very next speech. Don't go into your next speech without these tools. Number one, start it off about them. Make your very first sentence about them. Instead of starting off with, "Our next speaker today is the 1999 world champion," start out with something like this. There is a definite process for keeping your audiences on the edge of their seats. It's not easy to come by and it's not easy to use. However, once you master it, you will find doors opening for you that you never even knew existed. Now, you might have noticed there were five you's or yours in those two sentences. Make it you-focused from the start. Start with them, not with yourself. Number two, make a promise. Let them know not only what they're going to get, but also what it will empower them to do and what it will empower them to receive. Hence, they're getting a process that empowers them to keep their audiences on the edge of their seats and rewards them with more open doors and opportunities. Make a promise. Number three, build your credibility, but listen here, only with your relevant credentials. For example, I have a team building workshop that I do. And for the introduction for that team building workshop, I have a piece about me winning 3 straight East Coast Conference championships and playing in 2 NCAA tournaments as a college basketball player. However, do you think that belongs in an introduction to a speech about presentation skills? Come on now, if I was sitting in that audience and I heard them say, "Our presentation coach today was also a college basketball player and blah, blah, blah," I know I'd be in the audience thinking to myself, "Well, while he was dribbling up and down the court, was he giving a speech? Because if not, why do I even care about his basketball past?" So only use the relevant information, no matter how well-rounded you are. And no matter how proud you are of something, if it doesn't fit, leave it out. Build your credibility, but only with your relevant credentials. So that may change depending on your topic. Number four, use your introduction to set up something in your speech. For example, I used to have them do my introduction, and then I'd go up there and I'd say, "Wow, thank you very much. That was a great introduction. That was just how I wrote it." Now, today, I often say, "Wow, listen to all those credentials." And you know, with all those accolades, people still don't like me. You know why they don't like me? And then I go into a story about why. But it's all set up by the introduction. So find ways to make your introduction seamlessly feed into your speech. And number 5, all in all, if you take everything about you and turn it into everything for them, believe me, they will be ready to witness your message. For example, instead of stating Craig Valentine is the 1999 world champion of public speaking, I could make that matter to them by saying, "The process you will pick up today helped our speaker become the 1999 world champion of public speaking. And you can use it to become a speaker in high demand." Okay, you get it? Turn everything about you into something for them. Doing this will get them fired up to hear your message. It really tickles me today because now when the introducer gets up and gets to the end of my introduction, he or she usually says something like, "Well, are you ready for the process?" And the people yell out, "Yes!" Boy, I tell you what, that is some great energy to walk into for a speech. So follow those 5 guideposts and watch your audience lean forward in their seats, anxiously awaiting your presentation. So let's review. Start off about them. Make your first sentence about them. Number 2, make a promise. Number 3, build your credibility, but only with your relevant credentials. Number 4, use the introduction to set up something in your speech. And number 5, make everything about you and turn it into something for them.